This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Getting you ready for your day ahead. Power Up. Weekdays 3 to 6 a.m. on Power 98.7.
It's 10 minutes past 5. Tsepiso Scott is an admitted attorney of the High Court of South Africa and holds an LLB, LLM from the University of Pretoria. She is the co-founder and managing director of Tambo Scott, an all-black female-owned company that provides high-quality legal services to companies and individuals and prides itself in making their services available to the missing middle. Good morning, Dr. Scott.
Good morning, Gwen, and good morning to your listeners.
How are you this very cold morning?
I am well, thank you. I am luckily very warm, but can't complain. And yourself?
Well, nah, man. Nah, I'm cold, but anyway, you know, you take what you have. Let's talk about, firstly, and when we say an all-black female-owned company,
yes,
specifically, what do we mean? Like, qualify it for us, please.
Okay, so I suppose we're talking in terms of the accreditation requirements.
Yes.
So it means that the owners of Tambo Scott are black people, as defined in the BEE codes. Totally, that's from management and ownership. And we are also a female ownership, totally as well, and young, under the age of 35. So I hope that qualifies it for you.
Was it a conscious decision where you and I would say your colleagues and friends sat down and says, this is the path that we want to take?
Well, setting up Tambo Scott was a conscious decision that it's the path that we want to take to set up a corporate and commercial law firm that can service the missing middle, essentially. However, being an all-black youth, female-owned law firm wasn't necessarily a conscious decision. Our selling point isn't that we are young, black, and female. Our selling point is that we are highly skilled, highly qualified, and professional legal service providers. I suppose it's a bonus that we are all the other three things as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the missing middle.
Yes.
What exactly is the and why specifically targeting this missing middle in this regard as your key target market or your key market that you service?
Sure. So legal services, and especially professional legal services from highly qualified individuals, are ordinarily housed in much bigger law firms. So that means that people who do not belong to corporate entities would not ordinarily have access to these services. And my business partner and I, Deborah Matemotumbo, realized that there was this gap in the market where there are people, there are entrepreneurs who are setting up businesses, but they don't have access to high quality and professional legal services. And that's where we as Tambo Scott step in to make sure that our services are accessible to the missing middle as well, being these medium-sized enterprises as well as small enterprises. So even though small enterprises may not be able to necessarily engage with us on a fee-paying basis, we have workshops that we host either through ourselves or in collaboration with other entities that have access to smaller businesses in order to make sure that small businesses understand the commercial legal landscape within which they're operating. So that's how we are trying to get into the space of the missing middle. Having said that, we don't only service the missing middle. We service corporates as well. We also service individuals, but that is the medium-sized enterprises is our primary target market.
Mm. So with that said, as a 100% female youth black-owned company based in Sandton, how easy or tough has it been to navigate the legal space, and how friendly, lack of a better phrasing, has it been to you as young people and business owners.
Yes. So I suppose you would think that as, well, ticking all those other boxes as black youth, female, it would make it a lot easier. I suppose a lot of people think it's that way, but it doesn't make the entrepreneurship journey easier at all. It doesn't make navigating the legal space, which has always been predominantly white male dominated, easier as well. It requires a lot of hard work, resilience, and determination, and I think an underlying passion to actually push that project. We have been very privileged to have mentors mentoring us and steering us in the right direction. Some of these mentors we met while we were senior legal clerks at the Constitutional Court of South Africa. Others we were introduced to, and they include people who have been advisors, legal advisors to presidents. So we have been very privileged to have those people who have already navigated the legal space guide us in the right direction. But it does require still a whole lot of hard work and determination to really penetrate this market.
Mm. So you know, when you look at the market itself,
yes,
and how you have grown within it,
yes,
how would you say the growth has been and the success rate as you navigate through all the pitfalls, all the challenges of being young, black and female?
Yes. So in terms of success, we've been around for, I think by next month, it would be for 2 years now.
Mm.
And already we've managed to service over 85 different clients in the corporate and commercial space, including international companies, including listed companies as well, as well as making those services available to SMMEs. As a company, we are definitely not where we want to be, but we have made significant traction and we are excited about the growth prospects of our firm.
Mm. Let's take a few steps back then and say, as much as we spoke about saying that as a company, you pride yourself in making your services available to the missing middle, and you talk about small, medium and macro enterprises. For somebody out there who is listening right now and says, okay, Gwena is talking to a law firm. How do you simplify the services that you offer as a law firm? Can I, after getting into a barroom brawl with Kutlwano, come to you and say that Kutlwano says I assaulted him, yet it was self-defense kind of a thing? What sort of services generally would you provide as Tumbo Scott?
Sure. So we are a corporate and commercial law firm, so unfortunately we wouldn't be able to help in the instances of a brawl. However, on the corporate and commercial front, we provide services in terms of corporate mergers and acquisitions, regulatory and environmental, procurement and administrative, labor law, which includes the initiating and chairing of disciplinary hearings, general commercial law, which will be all the types of contract and general legal advice you'd require as an entrepreneur or a corporate to run your business. And then the last service is constitutional law and constitutional litigation advice, which is primarily because we've had the opportunity to work in the highest court of South Africa, the Constitutional Court of South Africa.
Mm. So let's also take a different twist and talk about Tshepiso Scott and the law. Why the law for Tshepiso?
Okay. So honestly, originally, I intended to become an astronaut.
Really?
Yes, I did. I wanted to be an astronaut from a very young age. I collected a whole lot of snippets on planets and all those things. But when I got to high school, I didn't really enjoy physics. So I kind of gave up on that. And law was my next dream after that. So from grade 11, I decided that I wanted to become a lawyer because I wanted to do something that was impactful and interesting. So yes, then I got into the law from there. I then went on to study at UP, completed my LLB and LLM there, specializing in consumer protection law. The reason why I did consumer protection law at the time was because it was a very new piece of legislation and also a very important piece of legislation, because it affects it's supposed to be to the benefit of the man of straw and affect all of us as consumers. And then I went on to then do my LLD, also specializing in mercantile law, and I wrote on the enforcement provisions of the Consumer Protection Act there. But basically, I did the law because it is a very impactful area, and I find it very interesting. It's easy to fall in love with it and stay in love with it.
Mm. And what would you say generally, beyond what we've already spoken about in terms of being young, black, and female, are the challenges that individually and generally you would encounter within the system? Or are they generally the same issues that one would encounter purely for being female and black, that you're never really taken serious? And particularly if you are young, those who have been in the industry would always tell you that we've been doing this for a very long time. Who are you to come up with your new ideas and your so-called fresh ideas?
Yes. So yes, being black and female comes with its own challenges, as you've already mentioned. But I think the biggest one is being young. It's happened a couple of times when we pitch to clients where before we actually pitch what we're doing, people often think we're very young because we also look young. Because, you know, black don't crack.
Black don't crack.
For a long time, yes. So people assume that we were very young and inexperienced. However, when we do come across it with our pitch or our idea or our service offering, people are often surprised that we're able to render such a service. So I think that's been the biggest challenge, being perceived to be young. However, we are just the co-founders of the company, right? So we're not the whole company. And in our company, we also have legal consultants who have a lot of experience, and collectively it brings our experience as a law firm quite high as well. So we're not just writing off our experience, which is not minimal in and of itself, but we're working together with people who have been in the industry for a very long time.
Mm. You said earlier on that you have serviced over 85 different clients in just about 2 years or thereabouts in the corporate commercial space. And interesting, you said that this includes international and listed companies, which means that you have effectively branched out. How hard or easy has it been to expand beyond the borders and deal with clients that can trust you as a company in that regard?
So in terms of expanding beyond the borders, it wasn't necessarily a big challenge because it was through referrals. So people who know of us know what we're capable of and are comfortable to refer us to the international clients. So that wasn't too much of a challenge for us, but we're definitely still looking forward to expanding further and also creating a presence within sub-Saharan Africa. In terms of actually servicing international clients and listed clients, it's been a great pleasure, firstly. Nothing also extremely out of the ordinary for ourselves, because myself and my co-founder were trained in some of the top commercial law firms in South Africa. So we have been exposed to bigger companies, listed entities, as well as international companies as well. So it's now just a matter of being able to render that service as a company ourselves.
Mm. And just finally then, Dr. Scott, for those who are listening and want to find out a little bit more information about the law firm and what you guys do, how do they get in touch? Do you have a website? Are you on the social media spaces?
Yes, we do have a website, www.tumboscott.co.za. We also on all the social media platforms, so Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Tumbo Scott, and then on Twitter, it's @TumboScottLegal.
All right, Dr. Scott, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for taking this time to speak to us very early in the morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Gwena.
That's Dr. Tsepiso Scott of Tumbo Scott, as we mentioned, a boutique law firm, and you heard that they've already serviced over 85 different clients in corporate, commercial space, international and listed companies, and also being 100% female young and black owned. They have really managed to navigate the legal space and priding themselves in making services available, as you had, to the missing middle. So looking at more like small, medium and micro enterprises.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.